Hello?
Hi, ma'am. This is Bartrina calling from the front desk. We're getting some complaints from people around you. I know this might be kind of awkward, but are you building killer robots in there?
What are you talking about?
There have been some people around you. In room 116, they called us and they said they could hear killer robots in there.
I don't know what you're talking about. We had the TV on and now the TV is shut off and we're trying to go to sleep.
I think you're using the TV as a cover-up for your killer robots, and I'm going to need you to pack up your killer robots, disconnect their power sources, and leave the motel as soon as possible.
We don't have any killer robots. I don't know what you're talking about.
Ma'am, why would the people in room 116 lie about such an outrageous claim?
I have absolutely no idea.
Well, I think you should go next door and ask them.
Listen, isn't 116 across the hall from us?
Did you see people in there?
No.
Well, where did you see
people? We haven't been out of the room since we came in.
Well, the people around you, they hear you. And they hear your killer robots.
Beep.
What was that?
I have no idea who you are or what you're talking about.
I'm Bartrina from the front desk, and we need to get this situation resolved immediately.
Hey, if you give me 5 minutes to put my clothes back on, you can come to the room and see that we have nothing in here.
Lying slut.
So you're going to hide the pieces from your killer robots. I'm going to give you time to do that. I'm going to give you time to hide the
you
pieces.
You can come and look at whatever. Hey, you can come and look at what we have in this room.
Destroy humans.
Where are you going to hide the killer robots?
I have no idea. There's no place in here to hide anything.
In your butt, boy.
This is the craziest thing I've ever had happen to me.
Well, it's pretty crazy that we get someone with killer robots.
What a boring
staying at
life
our hotel.
You must have had.
Destroy humans.
Ma'am, I'm going to have you talk to my manager because you're obviously being belligerent and uncompliant.
I would happily talk to your manager.
Okay, Roy, please. Beep, beep.
Hello, ma'am. Can I help you?
Who are you?
I'm the manager here, the night manager.
Okay, just a minute till I get a pen so I can write down
okay,
your name.
Just hurry the fuck up, okay?
Why are you cussing at me?
I didn't curse at you.
What was the word that you used?
Which word was that? Can you repeat it to me?
You told me to hurry the you-know-what up.
You know what? That's not a curse word. That's more of a phrase.
I'm not saying the word that you said.
Which word did I say?
What is your name?
My name is Roy.
And what is your last name?
Gerbil.
Exterminate. Exterminate.
Gerbil?
Gerbil. Oh my god, what's that? Ma'am, hello?
What are you...
Ma'am, do you have killer robots in your room?
No, I do not have killer robots in my room.
Lying slut.
I'm pretty sure that's a big lie.
The humanoids must not escape.
Ma'am, did you put your clothes on yet?
Who called and said that we had killer robots in our room?
Like, three different rooms around you called and made complaints about the killer robots.
Uh-huh. And what were the room numbers?
I'm not allowed to give that out because you could be a hacker trying to get information from me. Next, you'll be asking for their credit card number, right?
No, I'm not asking for anybody's credit card number.
Not yet, because I shut you down there, you know. I didn't give you a chance
to. Why would I want their credit card number?
For money for killer robot parts?
I'm going to have to transfer you to my supervisor, Rob.
I thought you were the manager.
Well, I have a supervisor, too. I'm not president of the fucking world. Here you go, Rob.
Excuse me, ma'am.
What seems to be the problem here?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Cactus. This cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 This is gonna be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 Calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
You're listening to the Snowplow Show for December 19th, 2016. Today's episode is sponsored by Cody A. Thank you, Cody A, for being a supporter of the show. I have exciting news today. One of my listeners, Mr. Taco, has donated a tablet to the Situation Room. As most of you probably know, my tablet was seized by the FBI along with my phone and my computers and a bunch of SD cards all over my house and my hard drives. And thanks to you guys, a few people donated some money to help me replace computers and pay for attorneys and stuff. But thanks to you guys, the Situation Room has been operating at, I don't know, maybe 75% capacity for the past month or so since all this stuff happened. But I didn't want to buy a tablet because, you know, eventually I'll get the tablet back. But Mr. Taco, he was just impatient. He was more impatient than me. And he offered me this tablet like months before this stuff even happened. But he was nice enough to email me again after the raid happened and ask once again if I would like his old tablet. So let's give Mr. Taco a round of applause, courtesy of the new soundboard in the Situation Room. And let's also give him a bell and the rimshot thingy sound effect. And of course, a phone hanging up. Thank you, Mr. Taco, for the new soundboard. Oh, and I didn't mention it. He put a background on it with Kenny Loggins in the background. So I get to look at Kenny Loggins' picture every time I turn on this tablet, because we all know how much I just love Kenny Loggins. And he put some punch label tape, like the old-fashioned type, like from the 50s or whatever, that I've always been a fan of. He put some punch label tape that says Roy the Retarded Boy on the top, and then fucking Snake Eyes on the bottom. This tablet is so much more hardcore than my previous one was, and he probably added a bunch of spyware so he can sit there and watch me on the camera while I do a show secretly. But it's okay, Mr. Taco. I'll let you have that. You can keep the spyware on there. I won't try and take it off, just because I appreciate it so much. But you guys, it's getting to the point. I don't really have an excuse not to do live shows anymore. I should do a live show this week, shouldn't I? I mean, I've got the soundboard. I just need to install all the live show software on my computer. In other exciting PLA news, someone posted a thing on the Phone Losers of America group on Facebook, and it's kind of amusing, I guess. This is by someone named Christopher, and it's a website that lets you make songs by just typing in the words or something. It's diddy.it. Let's play Christopher's song that he made for PLA. I just noticed that it said PLA instead of PLA. He forgot to space those out. But that was pretty awesome. Thanks, Chris. And somebody in the comments, you know, replied to it, and they made their own. And that song is called You've Been Butt Slammed by Sensei Doug on the Snowplow Show. So here, let's listen to that one, see how it is. That's pretty great. Got some Maroon 5 in there to fuck up my standing on YouTube. Thanks a lot for that, Christopher. Oh, it looks like Christopher was the one that made both of them. I thought it was another user, but nope, it's both Christopher. Those are both Christopher's fault. Thanks, Christopher. Those were amusing. I'll put a link in the show notes if you want to go to him and see the video that goes along with him. And if you want to make your own, it's DITTY.IT. That's the site you go to make your own copyright violations. It's going to get me in trouble. Finally, I have an email here from someone named Sam. Sam says, "Hey Brad, my hubby and I just started listening to your podcast, and you're definitely our favorite prank caller. I was listening to Canadian radio, and I heard a report about people being angry that they were called and told they have to climb the trees and take the leaves down before they fall into the lawns, and they have to carry rakes around and stuff. Sounded just like one of the shows you did. Almost positive it was your call. So funny. Thanks for all the laughs from Sam. And thanks for the email, Sam. But that wasn't me. I didn't do that. That sounds amazing. That's like the best idea ever. Tell everyone they have to go up and pull the leaves out of their trees before they fall on the ground. That's brilliant. I wish I'd thought of that. But nope, that was definitely not me. And if anyone knows who it was, I want to hear those calls. So let me know in the comments if you've heard about those pranks. Because apparently you're making the news on Canadian radio. On the most recent Hobosode, I did this thing where I called up taxi companies and said I was with Uber and told them what a piece of crap they were. Here, I'll play just one of the calls, one of the short calls, so you can hear what I'm talking about, what I was doing the other day on the Hobosode.
Roy Taxi.
Hi, this is Roy. I'm a Uber driver.
Okay.
And I just wondered what it's like to be a cab driver and know that Uber's going to take over your job and what it's like to just be a part of the past while I'm a part of the future.
Here.
How about eat a dick, asshole? We're good.
And that's where they slammed down the phone on me. And that's pretty much how all of the calls went on that Hobosode, which you can listen to all of if you're a subscriber. PhoneLosers.org/Hobosode. But anyway, I thought it would be fun to kind of expand on that, because that's just one small part of the equation from the next 5 to 10 years. You know, all the automotive jobs just disappearing. There's so much more that's going to disappear due to automation and artificial intelligence. And I feel like a lot of people out there, they just don't know that the robots are coming for us. And we have to educate them. So that's what I'm going to do on this episode. I'm going to educate the general public about how screwed we all are. So let's start with Starbucks. Let's let Starbucks employees know that they're out of a job.
Thank you for calling your Starbucks. This is Amy. How may I help you?
Hey, Amy. This is John from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Yes.
And I'm just calling to find out how many employees you have there.
We have 8.
8 total? Like 8 employees? And does that mm-hmm. include the managers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. How many managers are there?
Just one.
Just one. Okay, great. So we're going to do 7 then. We're going to send 7 robots to your location. We're going to be replacing all of the employees. Are you an employee or a manager?
I'm an employee.
Okay, all right. Yeah, you'll be able to stay there for just a few months because you have to train the robots. But we are going to be sending robots, and we're not going to have humans there anymore. There's just going to be the manager human. No, I'm John from the corporate office.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just letting you know that we're going to be replacing all of the employees with robots.
Okay.
Robot baristas.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, well, yeah, I know it's fine. It's not even your decision. You don't get to give me permission. I'm just letting you know we're replacing all of you with robots.
Alrighty, no problem.
In fact, the first robot we put there, we're going to name that robot Amy.
Oh, alrighty.
And you know what? The robots, they won't get the names wrong on the cups.
Okay.
Like I bet you do all the time.
I do.
Yep. Yep, won't be a problem anymore.
Okay.
Plus, you know, we won't have to pay him as much. It's going to be awesome for us. What do you think you're going to do for a job when the robots replace you?
I don't know. Probably sit on my butt at home all day.
Oh, okay. That sounds nice.
That would be nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what I would suggest doing.
Yeah.
Okay, well, have a nice day. We'll probably get those robots shipped out this week, and they'll be there hopefully by Monday next week. And you will be expected to train them and without, you know, sabotaging or anything like that. Because we'll know if you do.
Alrighty.
Okay, well, have a nice day.
Okay. Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, I guess some people just aren't ready to accept the inevitable truth that their jobs are being replaced by robots. She was not taking it seriously at all, but she's not going to be laughing in a couple of years. So I guess let's try one more of those. Maybe somebody else will take this whole thing more seriously than Amy was. Amy needs to lose her job anyway for acting, you know, for her attitude toward the corporate office. I was not amused by her attitude.
Thank you for calling Starbucks. This is Michelle.
Hey, Michelle. I was just wanting to find out, how many humans do you have working there as opposed to the robotic baristas?
Did you get a bad experience?
Oh, no, not at all. Nothing like that. I'm not from this area. I'm just going to be in town, and I was just trying to find one of the Starbucks that don't have any humans working in them.
Yeah, are you just joking, or is this...
Oh, no, I'm completely serious. There's a lot of them out on the East Coast where they've replaced all of the baristas with robots, and
yeah.
I wasn't
all
sure
right, well,
if that technology
yeah,
had come
we're
to
all,
the... West Coast.
Do you want me to help you with anything else, or?
Oh no, you haven't answered yet. Like, is it just you that's managing the robots, or is there other employees?
Yeah. Yeah. To my knowledge, Starbucks doesn't have any robots, but yeah.
Oh no!
Why don't you come in and check it out?
Over on the East Coast, it's nothing but robots. I was just trying to find out if there's a similar thing over here, because
I used to live on the East Coast. So,
really? Yeah.
Well, didn't see any robots.
Well, you know, it's just happened in the past couple of years. Any. So when did you live over there?
Yeah.
When was it?
Robots.
When was it? When? What year?
That's my a little bit too personal here, but yeah,
you're the one that, in the store. You brought it up.
No robots,
ma'am, Michelle. You brought it up.
I don't remember seeing any robots. But hey, this store has no robots. So feel free to come in. You'll have someone.
Technology is moving really fast. The robots have just started happening in the past couple of years.
Yeah.
So I don't know why you're in denial about the whole robot thing.
Oh, but. Not at all. This store has no robots. So feel free to come in. A human will talk to you. An actual human.
Well, no, I don't want that. That's what I was trying to find out. You didn't have to get all defensive.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Okay, well, no one in Spokane has robots, so.
Oh, well, other businesses do, just not Starbucks.
Yeah. Sorry. No Starbucks does.
It's okay. It's all right. It's fine.
All right.
I'll just go to a vending machine or something.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
All right. Have a nice day. Holy crap. She got really defensive. She did not like the idea of robots being anywhere in any part of the country. You know, I don't think this is going that well. I think this might just turn into a short segment instead of an entire show of telling people about the robots. But I do need to move away from Starbucks. I need to call some other places. Let them know about the robots. Maybe I should talk to a customer at Starbucks. Ask them how they feel about robots.
This is Jolene. How may I help you?
Hey, Julian, this is Roy from the corporate office with Starbucks. I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I can speak with?
I actually let me find one.
Okay.
We haven't had one of these before. This is cool.
Oh, you've never done this before? I think they do it like every week.
I have never had someone call and have a customer get on the phone before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, so this is fun and interesting.
That's great.
Hello?
Hi, is this a customer of Starbucks?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy from the corporate office. I just needed to ask you a quick question.
Sure.
And you'll get a free coffee in return.
All right.
Okay, well, we're getting ready to replace all of the employees with robots. And there's just not going to be any humans working there anymore. Is that going to freak you out? Or are you going to be okay with that?
No, I'm not.
Okay, like you're because it's going to make the coffee cheaper for one thing, and that's going to be good. It's going to be like twice as cheap.
No.
Yes, it
we
is.
We still have other people.
Yeah, but
talk
we're
to people.
Okay. We're just trying to get a general feel from the public, and so you think you're afraid of the robots?
I'm not afraid of them. I just rather have humans.
Okay, you just sound afraid. It sounds like you're just afraid of the robots.
I'm not.
Okay, if you say so. But yeah, as early as next month, probably the end of January, we're going to be replacing all of the employees there with robots.
Okay.
So when you come in, it's just going to be like these robotic arms working behind the counter that give you all your stuff.
Yeah.
And the good thing is they're not going to fuck up your name when they write it on the cup, so that'll be a good thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you happy about this? I mean, are you going to be able to handle this? Are you gonna go to a non-robotic Starbucks if this happens?
No, not really.
Well, not really or not? Or no? Which one?
No.
Oh, well, that sucks. You don't get your free coffee then.
Okay.
You can just forget it. If you're not going to...
Fine with me.
If you're leaving us forever just because we have robots, then forget it. You don't get anything. You get nothing. You lose.
That's fine with me.
All right. Good day, sir.
Ma'am.
No, sir. Good day, sir.
Okay.
All right. I think this is just not going well with Starbucks. Let's try a different company. What else is there? We've done taxis. We've done Starbucks. Who else is losing their job besides everybody? I guess we could try Subway. They're going to be out of a job soon, right?
Subway, this is Cassius.
Hi there. This is John from the corporate office with Subway.
Hi.
I just needed to make sure there was enough clearance behind the counter there for the new robots to work. Do you know what the dimensions are back there for the floor space?
For the new what to work?
The robots. We're replacing the employees with robots in a couple weeks.
Oh, right. Right.
Do you know, like, is there a 4-foot clearance, like, between the food bar and the wall and the back counter?
Oh, yeah. There's plenty.
Four feet? Or do you have a tape measure back there?
More like probably like 20 feet.
20? Oh, no, I mean like, the back wall to the front, to where, the customer's
staying. Yeah, it's probably more like 20 feet.
Well, can you lie down on the floor and see how many of you would fit?
Yeah.
Please.
Hold on one second.
Just real quick.
There's almost about three of me that can fit there.
Three?
So.
Well, did you lie down on the floor just to be sure?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Can you lie down all the employees on the floor, just foot to head and snap a picture?
Well, there's only like two of us, so...
Well, that'd be enough.
It's not going to be very helpful.
Well, if you could just tell me how tall each of you are, that would be fine. It'd be good enough.
Thank you for calling us, Subway. This is Asia. How can I help you?
Hi, Asia. This is Bob from the corporate office with Subway.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Hi. I just needed to find out the dimensions of the floor space there behind the counter.
That I don't know.
Oh.
Can I...
Well, would you say from the front of the counter to the back of the counter, the back wall, would you say that's like at least 6 feet?
Are you talking about just like the counter that like the toaster's on with the sink?
Yeah, that counter and then the front counter between there and there. Like, what's the?
I would say 6 feet.
6 feet. Could you lie down on the floor real quick just to make sure? Like, how tall are you?
I'm 5'2".
Oh, okay, that's perfect. Because that's what it has to be, is 5 foot. Could you lie down on the floor and make sure that you would fit?
Between the front counter and the...
And the back
counter?
Yes, please.
I would say actually it's probably...
Are you lying down on the floor?
Yeah, my head's touching the back counter. So
okay.
It's probably about 5 feet.
But you can stretch out all...
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
yeah.
You can stretch out all the way?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So more than 5'1", that's perfect. Because we're bringing in we're bringing in robots to replace all of the humans there, and they have to have 5 foot of clearance, like on all sides when they make sandwiches and put them in the oven and all that.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So, is this the manager by chance?
This is the manager.
Okay, great. Yeah, if you could just let all the employees know that we're going to be replacing them all with robots. And
is this a joke?
No, I would not joke about something as serious as this. We're doing this nationwide.
Oh.
This is a testing area for it, for the technology, and yeah, we're just going to replace everyone with robots. The robots are going to make the sandwiches. They're called...
Okay,
They're called Baxters.
Okay.
Yeah, they're just going to roll around on the floor back there, and they have robotic arms, and they can make sandwiches.
Okay.
And we're going to deliver those this week, and all of your employees should be out of a job by Christmas.
Okay.
If you could just let them know. Could you let them know while I'm on the phone with you?
I'm not with all of my employees right now.
Well, could you just let a couple know? I'm really sadistic, and I want to hear the sadness when they hear they're being replaced.
I don't understand why are you calling? Are you being serious right now? I have customers waiting for me.
Oh, no, it's okay.
That I need to be helping.
See, that's the problem with humans. The customers always have to wait on the humans, so that's why we need to get robots in there. Because robots aren't going to get distracted by the phone and just sit here and talk to some guy on the phone and lie on the floor and stuff. We can teach them.
Okay, well, I have to go help these customers.
Okay. All right, fine. Help the customers one last time. But
bye.
Don't get too comfortable in that management position because, the managers are next.
All right, bye.
Yep, and then the corporate office. I'm out of a job, too, so... So,
okay.
We're on the same
All right,
team.
I got to go. I need to go.
can I talk to a customer about the changes real quick? Just this quick survey?
No, you can't.
Please,
sorry,
I'll be
can't.
Nice
I
to
have
them.
To go. Okay.
All right.
Goodbye.
Fine. Bye. Okay. Subway's been alerted, everyone. We've let Subway in on the secret on the coming future that's about to disrupt the lives of all Subway employees, including managers and corporate office workers.
Thank you, choosing Domino's.
Hi there, this is Roy from Baxter Robotics. I'm just calling to confirm a delivery.
All right.
We have a delivery coming in today. I just want to make sure someone's going to be there. We've got, it looks like, 8 robots. We're going to be bringing 8 robots over.
Okay, this is Domino's.
Is this Domino's over on Parkway?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. This is the right one. They're worker robots. They're gonna. I guess these are the type of things that replace employees, and we're delivering them today. 8 of them, 8 robots.
Okay. Yeah, I'll talk to your supervisor.
Oh, who's this?
You'll be. The supervisor will be here at 5.
Okay. The delivery is going to happen before then, so I'll probably be there in a couple hours. Are you going to be there to sign for the robots?
Nope.
You're not going to be there? Well, who's going to be there then?
Somebody else will be.
Like who?
One of the supervisors. There's two supervisors coming.
You know what? I don't appreciate your attitude, and I know when the robots replace all you guys, they're not going to give me attitude when I call in. Okay, that guy didn't want to talk about the delivery for some reason. All these employees, they get really upset when you mention the robots to them. I don't understand why. They seem totally against this whole robot thing.
We're currently hiring manager trainees to learn to manage one of our stores.
Okay.
This is a fun, fast-paced environment, a full-time position.
Yeah, not for long. Not when the robots take over.
We currently have the following special. Order a large 2-topping pizza and an 8-piece... Hello, thank you for choosing Domino's. My name is Brian. Can I get you a carryout or delivery?
Oh, well, this is Bob from Baxter Robotics. I'm just calling to confirm a delivery. We're going to be delivering large crates and stuff there today.
Okay. I don't know what you're talking about, but okay.
Well, is this the manager?
Yeah, my name is Brian.
Oh, okay. Hey, Brian. Yeah, we're delivering 8 robots there today, and we're going to be bringing them on several freight trucks.
Okay. I need to talk to my boss. I don't know anything about this.
Oh, yeah. They're bringing... I guess these are the type of robots that replace employees and managers.
Oh, okay.
And,
cool.
They're going to... I guess they're going to be using robots there now and just get rid of all the humans.
Awesome.
That's just a guess. I don't know. I just know we deliver. These are...
Need some vacation time anyway.
Well, no, it's more than vacation. It's more like a permanent vacation.
Yeah, yeah.
Robots are... Do you have somewhere else to go once they replace you with the robot?
I do, yeah.
Have
a good night.
Where are you going to go to? It's actually daytime. It's not even close to nighttime. I think I completely broke his brain by telling him about the robots. He suddenly thinks it's nighttime. Maybe it feels like nighttime to him permanently now, since he knows he's being replaced by a robot.
Thank you for choosing the Domino's. That time of year again, and this Domino's currently has full and part-time positions available. Part-time
what do you think?
On the inside for pizza making, full-time management.
Thank you for choosing Domino's. This is Eli. How may I help you?
Hello, Eli. This is Bob from Baxter Robotics. I'm just calling to confirm a delivery today, and I just needed to let you know we're going to be there within the next 2 or 3 hours with the delivery. We'll be on several freight trucks.
Oh, you mean food truck?
Oh, no, these are robot deliveries. We've got 8 full-size robots coming in. Are you going to have a place to store these today? Or are you just going to unpack them today and get them straight to work?
I have no idea what you're talking about. I'll call back later.
Oh, is this a manager?
I'm the acting manager, but our supervisor isn't here.
Oh, I see. Well, we need to make sure someone's going to be there to sign for these robots that we're bringing.
Yeah, I'll be here.
Okay, that's great. Are you gonna? Do you have space inside to unpack all these robots? Each crate, there's like 8 of them, and each one is like 5 by 5 by 5 feet. You know, they're really large.
You're just gonna have to call back here after I get a hold of my supervisor. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, well, they're on their way already in the trucks.
All right. Well, I still don't know what's going on, so I'm calling him for clarification.
Okay. Well, these are the robots that replace employees and managers and stuff. We've sent these to a lot of Domino's, and I just need to let you know, like, make sure you don't leave them in the crates for too long, the robots, because they get impatient, and they'll eventually just break themselves out.
Yeah, I'm sure.
For real, sir. I'm completely serious. You need to be careful with these robots.
All right.
They're not going to take your shit.
All right, you know what? I'm not putting up with this.
Putting up with what? The robot revolution? Is that what you're not putting up with? Apparently that guy wants a bunch of angry robots breaking out of their crates. Well, whatever, it's not my problem. That's on him.
Thanks for choosing Domino's.
Oh, hey there. This is Bob Dabalina from Baxter Robotics. And I'm calling to confirm a delivery today. We're bringing a very large delivery to your restaurant in about 2 hours.
Okay.
They're going to be robots. We're bringing
Did you want to talk to a manager?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Oh, okay, 1 second.
Sorry about the wait. The next available team member will be right with you. Don't forget to add to your order some of our great sides.
Robots wouldn't make me wait.
Buffalo wings.
This is bullshit.
Chicken. Stuffed cheesy bread. Breadsticks. Cinnamon sticks. Parmesan bread bites.
Thank you for holding. How can I help you?
Hi, is this the manager?
Yep.
Oh, hey there. This is Bob Dabalina from Baxter Robotics. And I'm just calling to let you know that we have a delivery on the way today. A very large delivery. It's going to be there in maybe 2 or 3 hours.
Okay.
We have 8 full-size robots that are on the way. And are you going to have a place to put those when we arrive, or do we just leave them out in the parking lot?
Can I give you the owner's phone number?
What for?
Because I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, these are the robots. They're we're sending them there. They're going to replace all of the employees.
Yeah. Is this for real?
Oh yeah, goodbye. Completely real. No, this is. We've got pizza making robots. We've got phone answering robots. We've got
sweet
delivery robots. And she's gone. Wow, people just hang up on me. They refuse to believe this whole robot thing. So I think it's safe to say that pretty much everyone in America is completely afraid of the robotic revolution that's about to steal all of our jobs and completely screw us all over. So I don't know if I'm done with this whole thing or not, but let's listen to a few voicemails and then I'll decide after the voicemails.
Hey, Brad, it's Olga.
Hey, Olga.
So that voicemail that me and Kuraz left
Is it Kuraz or Kuraz?
It's in Austria. That sucked. Like, the first half of it was cut off.
Oh,
and
I loved it.
Half
I thought
of
it was the
joke
best.
Joke was, like, missing. And that's not cool.
It's not my fault.
So, I'd like to blame the sponsor for that show, whoever it was.
I don't
that
remember.
Sponsor can just, like...
Oh, and her voicemail just cut off. I swear, I didn't do that. But I don't remember who the sponsor was for that show, so we're going to blame Cody A., the sponsor for this show. Cody, please don't do that to the voicemails. Don't let them get cut off like that. That's really irritating to both me and the other listeners. Can't believe you let us down like that. But it's okay, Olga. It's all right. I forgive you. I mean, it's not even your fault or Kuraz's fault. It's Cody A's fault. And I'm sure he won't let it happen again, except for just now when it happened again to your voicemail.
Hello, this is Mildred Monday calling from Beyond the Grave. And if
wow.
you think my voice sounds weird, it's because I have a cold. I just going to tell you that even though that you harassed me for like 10 years, I still think your show's
10.
Pretty good.
More like
and
20.
I think you should keep up the good work. Actually, it's an excuse. You've been butt-slammed.
Ah, shit. I should have known.
Love the show.
Can't believe
keep
it.
Up. Bye.
I was totally fooled. Whatever, though. Thanks for the voicemail.
Hey, Roy. This is Steve Falcon here. Sorry
hey.
It's been a while.
Professor Falcon.
It. Been busy in college. First semester done. Yay.
Oh, yay. I care.
Anyway, I have this great idea that you need to do, especially since the FBI is watching you and everything.
Yep.
What you need to do is you need to call a hospital and get a nurse on the phone and tell them to go into this like patient's room.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them that there's like a frayed wire, like in like a lamp or something, and it's like a fire hazard. So get them to unplug it, but actually trick them into unplugging somebody's life alert.
Oh my god, that's
so then
hilarious.
That they die.
That'd be great.
And it would be hilarious.
I'm gonna do that.
And you wouldn't get in any trouble at all.
Nope, obviously. Not one bit.
Anyways, actually, don't do that. Oh, also, by the way, I was on Alan Tutorial's channel and I see that your Brad Carter channel, you're subscribed to Alan Tutorial, and I think that that's really cool because he's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways,
no idea who that is, but.
Keep up. It's great work.
I must have liked something that he did. You know, I actually have pranked a hospital before. Not Carlito's hospital. I mean, yeah, I did his too. But once when Spessa was in the hospital, I kept doing this for days. I kept trying to get nurses to go in her room and unplug the coax from her TV and blow into the coax because the reception was bad or something. I think I said I was with Comcast or, I don't know, maybe the corporate office of the hospital. Because, you know, they have lots of calls from the corporate office there at those hospitals. And I can't remember if I was successful or not in getting a nurse to blow into the coax on the back of the TV. But that's pretty much the only time I prank hospitals, is when I have friends in the hospital. I have to help amuse them at the expense of the nurses. And that's always fun. But yeah, I'm going to try your thing. I'm going to try and get some nurses to unplug life support systems. Or maybe I could just trick them into switching all the medications around and, you know, get them to give the wrong medications to all the wrong patients. Maybe I'll do that on the next show.
Hey, Brad. It's Crimson.
Hello.
So I've been putting together these phone bobs to Alan Cole from the Phone Losers page, and I've noticed that a certain someone, Brad, has been ignoring them and hasn't been giving any support to my phone bobs.
Yep. I'm a dick, and I don't want to listen to you anymore. That background noise is awful. Oh, my God. Buy a muffler or something, Crimson. But I don't know where you're sending phone mobs in. I know I've missed quite a bit of stuff. You know, I'm just behind on everything right now. But I would like to do more phone mobs. I just need to catch up on my emails. I made some progress on that this weekend, by the way. And I did see a really old phone mob in there, but I don't think it was from you. It's from someone else. See, I'm not ignoring just you. I'm ignoring everybody.
Hey, Brad. It's your favorite boy from 609.
Hey.
I was actually just listening to an old show, December 6, 2015.
Oh, that one.
And you're basically, like, telling a guy how it's a federal crime to hack computers, even if it is just a True Green server and changing the address.
See?
So, I mean, like, what is that? Was that, like, Twilight Zone shit, or is that just like karma?
Yeah, I mean karma.
I still feel bad that you got served by the FBI.
Yelp.
I just thought it was just weird, man. Like,
yelp. Well, I usually follow the rules. You know me, I'm always going on about the rules.
And since you're behind on voicemails, I just wanted to tell everyone happy St. Paddy's Day.
Yep.
Bye.
Well, it's not like I sit around here hacking stuff all day. I don't do that kind of stuff. And people have sent me stuff in the past before for submissions. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do this because that sounds like a horrible idea. And one of us are going to get in trouble for it. But I ignored my own rules on a certain day at some point within the past year. And now we know what happens when you ignore rules. The FBI shows up.
Hey, Brad. It's Redbeard. How you doing?
Great.
So, listening to the show on my way into work today, like I always do.
That's good. I'm glad you've got a nice muffler as opposed to Crimson.
You like all day, every day, so I feel like you're part of my life.
Yep, we're basically lovers.
Very special part.
Yep.
And I love it.
Yep.
Anyway,
me too.
So, here's an idea. You take any business you want to, okay, and you pick any, like, free porn website or whatever you want, or even, like, lemonparty.com or Gloria Cole Foundation, whatever.
Yep.
Okay, so you make up a name, or you can pick a real sex shop name, so you call as the sex shop, calling a business who is going to be the pranky and or the recipient, whatever, and you call them and you say, hey, you know, congratulations, your business has won as our sponsor of the week for, you know, www.goyholefoundation.com.
Oh, my God, this
something
is
like that.
Really long
so
and involved.
So what you're doing is you're telling them they've won free sponsorship advertisement for the week or the month or whatever on your porn site or whatever. So all of a sudden they're freaking out because now somehow their name has been associated with their business and has been associated with your sex shop. Who has a porn site and they're
going to
be the sponsor of the week. Something like that. That'd be really funny.
I love that idea, and I'm going to try and do it soon. And your voicemail goes on for another 35 seconds, and you've gone over the limit. So it's your fault that I have to cut you short. I'm sorry, Redbeard. It's a great idea, though. I'm going to try and remember that one.
Hey, Brad. It's Ryan again from Kentucky. The
hey,
one that calls you, Jay.
Thanks for the minute and 17 second long voicemail.
Almost got you.
Love those.
But I sent you a voicemail apologizing. I was really sorry. I'm going to support your show now. That's my punishment, supporting your show.
Thanks, Ryan.
And I wanted to ask you...
That's a nice punishment.
Because the one prank in particular was really funny, and actually two of them. I was looking for a Ding Timber one, and it was the one where you called a dealership, a Mercedes, and it was an owner's Mercedes, and you siphoned gas out of it, and the dude at the dealership was really pissed off about it.
I remember that one.
And the other one is the one where it was another Ding Timber one. I was trying to find it. I was hoping you would put, like, a YouTube video or something on it, but...
I can't do that now because the FBI, they have all of my prank calls from the past year. Like, I don't have copies of those, so none of those can go on YouTube until I get my stuff back. But hopefully I'll get my stuff back soon and I can actually do that, because I don't know which one it is. I'm sure it'll turn up eventually.
Where he's like, what do you know, Dave? He kept saying Dave like that.
Yep.
And stuff.
I know that one.
It was really fucking hilarious, and I really want to hear it again. But I can't remember which show it's in.
That one's on YouTube.
I don't seem to find it on the YouTube channel. So, if you could let me know, I'd appreciate it. All right.
I don't know. Love the show.
Bye.
I forget what that even was. But you should go to the YouTube channel, the main YouTube channel, youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica, and listen to the past, 15 calls that are on there, and you will hear that one about Dave. Probably the last 10. Yeah, the last 10 calls. It's within the last 10. Or maybe someone will help you out in the comments on phonelosers.org or in the YouTube comments somewhere. I don't know. I could probably figure it out right now, but I just don't want to. That sounds like a lot of work.
Oh my god, Arby Bear, you will never guess what just happened. Oh my god.
I give up.
I was talking to somebody, like, I was trying to tell him, hey, yeah, I see you replied to my Craigslist ad about buying a moped. And they were like, you better not call here again, this is the police.
When
that happened, they've already broken the law. So why can't you break the law by calling them 100 times?
Yeah.
Because what are they going to do? Be like, oh, yeah, I broke the law. So did he. Duh. Yeah.
But you don't have any proof that he broke the law. I mean, if you recorded his phone call, you have proof. But recording phone calls, that's kind of breaking the law, too. But he has proof against you. They can look at call logs and see that you called him a billion times. So you're the one that's going to be in trouble,
not him.
And you
just look at him and you're like, duh.
Yeah.
Hey, Friday Night Cranks is a good show. Never insult Friday Night Pranks. Well, it's not as good as your show, Brad, but if you give some of them a listen, the Friday Night Prank calls are really good. A quick idea I have is when you talk to people on the phone, call them Nobby. Like, after every sentence you say, like, say, hello there, Nobby. How you getting on? Like,
okay.
Say Nobby all the time, and I guarantee it will get people angry. People will get so angry, steam will burst out their heads. But
probably. Okay, I'm going to start calling people Nobby from now on. And every single prank call I do, thank you for the suggestion. And yeah, Friday Night Cranks, that's the best show ever. Everyone loves Friday Night Cranks. I would never insult them. Why would I do that? They're the best.
Hey, Brad, it's Bank Scoots again. So,
hey.
I was looking for Mildred Monday videos, and I found the Mildred Monday extravaganza video on your YouTube channel, and I found out that it was blocked on the YouTube app, so it got copyright struck.
That sucks.
I don't know why. I mean, there's anything copyrighted really in it, unless the Monday boys are coming out for you, so you better watch out.
That's probably it.
Motherfuckers. So, yeah, get it back up right now. I command you. I want to watch it some more on my phone.
Well,
okay, bye.
Problem is that I think it's because of Gunner's song, the one that's to the tune of Yesterday by the Beatles. And I think my song might be on there too, the one to the tune of Manic Monday by the Bangles. One of those two things got it flagged, and it doesn't work in certain countries, or apparently on the YouTube app. I didn't know that. That sucks. Maybe they just muted the whole video or something. I'm not sure. I have so many videos that's happened to, I just can't keep track of them anymore. But if you want to hear the whole thing, you should just go to phonelosers.org/torrent and download the 2015 media pack. And you'll have that entire video. It'll be in the media pack. And you'll also have a whole directory full of Mildred Monday calls and the songs that are about Mildred Monday. It's all in there in the media pack. phonelosers.org/torrent.
Hello, this is Thea from Minneapolis.
Hey.
Calling to say I love the show. I'm calling on an IP telephone, which I took a while to set up, but that's set up.
Sounds like garbage. You must have set it up wrong.
It's cool.
No, I'm just kidding. It sounds awesome.
I thought I'd make you, this is my test call to you.
Yay.
So, yeah, keep up the good show. Bye-bye.
Bye, Thea. I approve of your test. Your test worked. It sounds great.
Hey, Brad, this is Conifex. Why do you keep censoring images of you as the Christmas Krampus with JonBenet Ramsey in your Go Cup? Please give us an answer. Censorship should not be tolerated, crazy dog.
Sorry.
Merry Christmas. Bye.
I won't do whatever it is you're talking about again. I promise. Never again will I censor images of me being Krampus. That was wrong, and I now see the error of my ways, and I apologize to everyone for my censorship. All right, let's call just a few more places and tell them about their horrible futures they're going to have and their unemployment. Oh, hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi.
Hey, thank you for calling Jiffy Lube. Hi, this is Tanya. How can I help you?
Oh, hey, Tanya. This is Bob from the corporate office with Jiffy Lube.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I just needed to let you know we're going to have a delivery coming there tomorrow. It's going to be about four large crates, and they're robots. we're going to be putting robots in there and getting rid of the humans.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not too funny because I guess as you might be able to figure out, that means you're out of a job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So those are going to arrive tomorrow. We'll probably get them installed by the end of the week. And if all goes well, you should be out of a job by Christmas.
Sounds great.
All right, then. I just needed to let you know, just let them know those crates are on the way, and don't open them because the robots will be active, and if you don't give them instructions right away, they get angry.
Okay, I'll let them know.
Thank you very much.
Okay, all right, bye-bye.
Bye. Well, she's not falling for it. Maybe I should just do the delivery thing instead. Say I'm with the robotics company.
Thank you for calling the Jiffy Lube. My name is Casey. How can I help you today?
Hey, Casey. This is Bob Dobelina from Royco Robotics. I just needed to let you know we have a delivery on the way there today. It's going to be arriving by truck.
Okay.
And all right. It's going to be like 7 large crates, like car-sized crates. Do you have somewhere there on the premises to store that stuff?
Possibly. I'm sorry. Where are you shipping these to?
I'm shipping them to your location there on way.
Okay.
I'm just with the robotics company. It's an order that came in from the corporate office at Jiffy Lube.
Okay.
And I guess it's automation equipment. It's to automate the oil change process and the cashier process and all that stuff. I guess they're replacing all the employees there with machines. This week. He just hung up on me. He didn't like hearing that. So I don't know. Maybe this was an awful idea, but I'm too far into it at this point. So I guess I should just call a few more people and tell them about their doom.
Circle K, Taylor speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Taylor. This is Bob from the corporate office with Circle K.
Okay.
And I just needed to let you know they're going to be making a delivery there tonight. They're going to bring in some very large equipment and set it up inside the store.
Okay.
And it should be happening within a few hours. And is there any way you could just sweep up the floor behind the counter? Because that's where they're going to put all the equipment.
Yeah.
You know, like where you stand normally? Like where you used to stand, like behind the register? That's where everything is going to be installed.
Okay.
And like people won't be able to fit back there anymore once they're finished installing the stuff. There'll
be
no room for humans back there. They're going to install a bunch of machinery, robotics, automation equipment to run the register and pull cigarettes off the shelf and hand it to the customers and stuff like that.
Okay.
So if you could just sweep the floor so they can install that real quick.
Okay.
And once they're all done and once they're going to need you to train the robot tonight.
Okay.
Like, will you be able to do that? Like, just show the robot how you do it, like how you push the buttons and hand out the cigarettes and stuff?
Yeah. Is this real?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. They're replacing all the humans at all the Circle Ks. They're not going to use humans anymore. It's going to be automated machinery. Yep. That's what it's going to be. What's so funny?
Nothing. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's all right. If you want to give the workmen like a hand, you know, when they're like wiring stuff up and connecting all the connectors and stuff, you're welcome to. If you want to pitch in just to feel useful one last time.
Okay.
Before your job's replaced by a machine forever.
That is where our society is headed.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm glad you're not giving me any shit about this because... You know, most employees, they just hang up on me and say, yeah, right.
Well, I will make sure the floor is swept.
Okay, swept, you mean. Swept.
Swept. The floor will be swept.
Okay, yeah. You know, those automated machines, those robots, they don't make grammatical errors like that.
Okay.
Just so you know. So not only can they hand out cigarettes, but they can use the right words and stuff.
Yeah, because they got, like, dictionaries in their brain.
Yeah. Don't you wish you were as good as a robot?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, have a nice day. Enjoy your last few hours of employment.
Okay. Thank you. Have a nice night as well.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay, finally, someone that completely believes me and is not against the whole idea. She understands that's the direction our future is headed, and she knows that her days are numbered. So she's probably going to just steal a bunch of shit from work tonight and just take off before the next shift arrives. That's what I would do if I was her and I got that phone call.
Thank you for calling Circle K. My name is Elliot. How may I help you?
Hello, this is Bob from the corporate office with Circle K. And
Hi.
I was just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Is there, by chance, a customer in there I could speak with and just do a quick survey with them?
Sure. One just walked in.
Okay, yeah, just let them know they get a free drink or whatever. And we'll do just it's okay. Just a very quick survey. It just takes a minute.
Okay. Hey, ma'am. Would you like to speak to our corporate office for a free survey and get a free drink?
Free survey?
Only take a second.
No, a minute.
Hello?
Hi, this is Bob from the corporate office with Circle K.
Hello.
Hi, would you mind doing a quick survey? It'll just take just a minute, less than a minute.
Sure.
Okay, we're getting ready to replace all of the employees at all of the Circle K locations there in Colorado with robots. Do you think, on a scale of 1 to 10, how comfortable would that make you feel to have a robot instead of an employee?
One. I would say 0.
0? Like, you don't want robots?
Yeah. No.
Why don't you want the robots?
Because they're going to be taking people's jobs. People need jobs.
Well, they're going to be good robots, though. But they'll make things cheaper, you know? They'll make
I wouldn't feel comfortable with it, personally.
Okay. So, how likely are you to stop coming to Circle K once we put the robots in there on a scale of 1 to 10?
Probably a 1.
Okay. All right. And then last question. If one of our robots behind the counter, if you do happen to come in, if one of the robots goes bad and tries to attack you, would that make you not come back to our stores ever again?
Well, yeah. Is this a joke?
No, it's not a joke. We're just trying to just gauge from the public what it's going to be like because we're replacing all of the humans with robots. Within the next,
yeah, I would think you guys would lose a lot of business.
I don't think so, because 7-Eleven's going to do it too. Everyone's going to do it eventually. We're just going to be the first, because we're the best. Circle K is the best store, the best convenience store.
Well, I'd probably just put gas and then go to Walmart for everything else.
Ah, shit.
Feel comfortable with that.
Fucking shit. Okay. Well, you know, Walmart, they're gonna get all automated too. They're going
to
start
having. Okay, I have to go.
No,
thank you.
Hey, the thing's not over. You don't get your soda if you don't finish.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess she's done with the survey, but she didn't answer. She didn't give me the answers I wanted, so we're not going to give her anything for free.
Okay.
She's kind of a jerk about it, really. And you know what else she said to me, and I was kind of offended by this. She said, I hope they replace that employee with a robot soon.
That's kind of mean.
I know. Look, if you want to punch her in the face, I'll give you a free pass just this one time. It's fine. Just do it. Is she still there?
Yeah, she's waiting in line.
Can you leave the counter and go over where she's standing and kick her in the shins?
Just real quick?
Yeah, just real quick. It'll just take a second.
If only.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I'm giving you a free pass. I'm the corporate office.
Oh, it's okay.
All right. Okay.
14-7.
I gotcha. You know, I didn't stop.
Okay. Well, I should let you go, I guess, but be sure to give her dirty looks.
Okay.
And if you can, if possible, overcharge her for something. Like, charge her too much.
Oh. Okay.
Like, scan something twice. She deserves it.
Just coming on.
All right. Well, have a nice evening. Enjoy your last few days of employment.
Oh yeah. Good. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Hopefully, he'll know what I meant by saying that when he talks with that lady. Assuming he doesn't punch her in the face or kick her in the shins, they can compare notes, and he'll know why he only has a few days of employment left. So I don't know, you guys. I've done so many of these calls today, and most of them didn't work out. And even the ones that did work out, and that I kept in this show, they just don't believe me. Nobody believes me except that one girl. She knew what was up. But everyone else is just like, ha 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 ha, no robots are going to take my job ever, which is the exact same thing the people that used to build cars said back, 300 years ago when they first automated everything. They're like, robots building cars? Yeah, right, that's impossible. They're not going to figure out how to do that. But they were kind of wrong about that. So I'm giving up. That's the end of today's show. Thank you once again, Cody A., for sponsoring the show today. Even though you caused Olga's and Kiraz's phone call to mess up a few shows ago, that's all right. We still appreciate you being a sponsor and supporting and all that stuff. If any of you would like to support the show, it's really easy to do. You just have to go to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.org/cactus. Just $5 a month gets you extra shows and sometimes videos and the hobosodes. I've put those all on a page by themselves. It's phonelosers.org/hobosode. Just in case your automated podcast retriever machine robot can't seem to connect to our servers, just go to that webpage and you'll be able to listen to the hobosodes from there if you're a supporter of $5 a month or more. I owe you guys two more full-size shows this week, and I intend to make that happen, because last week, I'm like, yep, I'll see you later this week for the other show, and it never happened. And I swear, I tried to make one happen, I just kept having issues of various sorts, and you guys don't want to hear my excuses, but I intend to do three shows this week, three normal-size shows. I don't know if I'll succeed at that, but that is my goal, because this is fucking bullshit, you guys. I've made so many empty promises and said I'm going to do a show later this week, and it doesn't happen. So if all goes well, I will try and have another show done by this coming Wednesday. And if all continues to go well for the rest of the week, I will have another show done on Friday. That's my plan. I don't know if my plan's going to work, but that's what I'm going to try and do. That's what I would like to do every week. I would love to do three shows a week. But it seems like lately I have problems just doing two shows. So be expecting that. And if it doesn't happen, I expect everyone to yell at me a bunch and unsubscribe from, don't be a sponsor anymore. Just shut off your Patreon and whatever else you're doing just to show me a thing or two. Maybe call me up and let me know how the robots are going to take my prank calling job, because I deserve it. I know. Anyway, hope you enjoyed the show. Here is a Christmas song. This is Crud Bump. This is Fuck You If You Don't Like Christmas.
You know what time of year it is? It's Christmas time. I gotta tell you something real about Christmas. Fuck you if you don't like Christmas. Fuck you if you don't like the Panamas and Isthmus. Fuck you if you don't like French fries. Fuck you if you don't like sweet potato fries. Fuck you if you don't like driving a car. Fuck you if you don't like riding in a car. And fuck you if you don't like antiques. That's right. Fuck you if you don't like dead people in coffins. I don't like them either, but you have to be respectful. Fuck you if you don't like compact fluorescents. They cost more, but you save the earth. Fuck you if you don't like staying up late. Fuck you if you don't like waking up late. And fuck you if you don't brush your teeth. That's nasty. Fuck you if you don't like Christmas. Fuck you if you don't like Christmas. Yeah, that's right, it's not even about Jesus, it's about the holiday. You gotta respect the holiday. Fuck you if you don't like Christmas and Kwanzaa. Fuck you if you don't like Eid and Hanukkah. Fuck you if you don't like Thanksgiving. You gotta be grateful. Fuck you if you don't like Goodwill to Men. Fuck you if you don't like presents in the den and stockings hung by the motherfucking fireplace with care. Fuck you if you don't like working for a living. Fuck you if you don't like the spirit of giving. Fuck you if you don't like yams from a can. And fuck you if you don't like honey-baked ham. Fuck you if you don't like eggnog. Fuck you if you don't like other kinds of nog. And fuck you if you don't like reindeer dogs. Fuck you if you don't like Christmas. 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 You know, it's not even about, you don't have to put up a cross. You just gotta get out and go to the mall. You know, we need different stuff in the economy now. Things are changing. You gotta get out to the mall and just go in the doors. And just open up your mind, You gotta go down to the hat store, give the hat store some money. You gotta go and get some shoes. You gotta go, you gotta get some stuff for your table, man. You gotta get stuff for the Christmas table. No, you can use it on Easter. Multi-usage things, you can go down. You know, you go down to the candle store and you can use those if the power goes out. You just gotta spread it around, you can't just think of yourself. You can't just think of yourself just this one time because it's Christmas.
You've been flushing dirt down the toilet?
Yes.